Good morning, and what is happening, beautiful people of the internet? If you are listening to this, that means this is episode 1, 2, or 3 of Building a Business at 23. Now, what you need to realize is that this series actually, for the first 3 episodes, started as a YouTube series. That is why these first 3 episodes are a little bit shorter and also are recorded with not the best audio because they were shot initially as a video series. So I just wanted to let you guys know, I didn't want to lose these episodes. After about 3 episodes on the YouTube channel, I realized this belonged more in a podcast setting. And so I transferred it over. And so I just want to give you guys a heads up before you listen to these first 3 episodes that I didn't want to lose them. I didn't want to keep them on YouTube. I wanted to transfer them over to the podcast. So I just took the audio from the video. So if they're a little bit shorter, if they're not the best quality audio, I apologize, but I didn't want to lose these first 3. And in the future episodes, just know that they will be recorded as a podcast, not a video ripped to a podcast. Thank you for watching. Enjoy. See you later. What is up and what is popping, beautiful people of the internet, and welcome back to another episode of Building a Business at 23. I know I said in the last episode that today I was going to, before I get started, Starbucks mobile ordering, game changer. If you don't do it already, you never have to wait in a line. You click it right before you leave, you get there, it's already there waiting for you. Cold brew goodness. Anyways, okay. Building a Business at 23. The last episode, I talked a little bit about how I wanted to speak in this episode about how I'm gonna market and grow and build a business in and of itself through like advertising, stuff like that. Gonna put that episode on the back burner because the day I published the last episode, day or two after starting the business, I got my first paying job. Now, first paying job, I've been paid to do video a lot. I currently have a full-time contract as a videographer where Monday to Friday, basically Monday to Sunday, I make videos for a company. All day, every day. It's what I'm going to do after this for like hours. I'm gonna be editing for like 6 hours of them. Like, it's everything. And it's also where I'm really focusing a lot of my time. Like, I really believe in the business. I wanna grow it. I wanna really become a part of it and kind of institute myself as a part of it. I love the people who run it. So that's the big one. But with sociability, I'll re-get so mad when I say it like that. Sociability, not sociability, even though that's how it's written. Sociability, she thought of the name. With sociability, this was my first paying job. So basically, it was, I believe, through Kijiji. I'm gonna do a whole nother episode on this and how I'm marketing it, but I have an ad on Kijiji and I believe the individual saw me through there. Little side note, there will be a lot of these projects that I discuss very openly. It might even show you in the vlog. This is not one of them. This is like a very private, very, I'm not gonna be discussing much of any of it. But they found me through Kijiji, sent me a message, responded, started doing it, whatever. First paying project. The details of it were basically just, it was mainly editing. There was no actual video shooting. It was using footage that someone else had shot and pictures and making basically like a montage type thing. I just basically finished it today. I'm still like going through a little bit of like making sure they have the file and everything's working right with that. But the edit is like done, all the revisions are done. And I just want to talk about it a little bit. So the biggest thing is like, it's cool. Like that's so quick. I was not expecting to get something like this that quickly. It's very, very exciting, very positive, and it definitely gives me like drive and focus and hope going forward. But there was also a lot I learned from it. Big takeaways. The biggest takeaways I learned from this. One, I have to be a lot more direct when I'm giving people what it is I'm gonna be doing for them. So instead of just being like, yeah, okay, like, you know, I'll make you a video and here's the price. Like, that's basically what happened here. And I gave an outline of like, I'll give you 3 revisions, but I didn't really specify what a revision is. For those of you who don't know, a revision is when I send you the finished product, you watch it. If there's things you don't like, you tell me, I change it, and I do that 3 times. That's a revision. So usually I think 3 is the norm. That's what I'm saying I'll do. But the problem was that like there was source footage, which is like footage that's gonna be used in the video, that just kept getting added on, even after I had done the edit, like more would set, more and set, more and set. And usually you don't accept source footage after you start editing or after you give them the price, because it directly affects the price. The more source footage, the longer it's gonna take you to make, the more you're gonna charge. Because we agreed on a price, they paid, and then I started, and then there was more source footage put in. It definitely made this process a lot harder, and it definitely had me working more than what I was charged. Now, I mean, the nature of doing something like this on your own, and the nature of doing anything on your own and learning is there's gonna be some element of you have to probably work more than what you're getting paid, and that's fine. I'm not really against that, but this was a little bit grossly over the top. One of the bigger takeaways was definitely also setting response times for contact. Like for example, like I'll respond between these hours and within 24 hours, and just setting that expectation up front so the expectation isn't that it's like instantaneous all the time. I mean, I do my best, but like I have this full-time job, I have a bit of a life. So yeah, I mean, it's done. I think overall it went great. You know, it's not exactly, I think, what I want to be doing a lot of going forward, editing other people's stuff. I like creating the footage, I like telling the story, I like being able to film it, and that's a big part of why I love video. The editing is awesome, but it works better when it's my art, not someone else's. But overall, I mean, I'm not saying no to much right now. If it's paying, if it's good, like that's pretty much the only parameters. But the biggest takeaways I have learned from this is, number one, I have to be a bit more concise and specific about what it is the product I'm offering is, what the parameters around revisions are and source footage and all that kind of stuff. I have to be more direct when I'm talking to the client. And I also have to be more direct when telling the client things about response rates and contact with me. So I mean, yeah, that's pretty much the gist of what I've learned from this. Like it was an amazing experience. This whole thing is gonna be a learning process. That's a big part of why I want to be documenting this, because all of the, hopefully some of you that are watching might have aspirations to either like start a business yourself one day, or maybe in videography, whatever it is, and this will hopefully provide some lessons, and it'll also be good for me to look back on when I go to do a project again and I look back and I'm like, right, Nate, you gotta remember to XYZ. So yeah, that's the first project. If you guys have any questions, please leave them below. I hope I detailed it well. It went good. I am very excited to start pushing forward and really getting more work. I love working, I love this stuff, and I really want to see where I can take this. That is it for today's episode, guys. If you're new to this series, please subscribe to the channel to stay up to date. I'll be posting videos at least on a weekly basis, if not more, breaking down all the ins and outs of me building up this business at 23. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.